The air outside of the square had a nip about it, and I zipped up my jacket before going over toward the internet cafe a bit farther up the street on the other side of the road.
Norwegian writer Karl Ove Knausgård, reading from his novel My Struggle.
There was a lot going on at the moment, with manuscripts flying backwards and forwards between me and the publishers. The day was approaching when I would have to give up the manuscript to Linda, and she would begin to read what I had written about our life together. The only thing she knew was that I had written about us. She had no idea what or in what way. And every time I said I was dreading her reading it, she would reassure me. "There's nothing to be afraid of," she said. "I can handle whatever as long as it's true." But she didn't know the nature of that truth. Oh, I was so completely in the shit. To have to hand her the manuscript and say, "Here, read this. It's being published in a month."
So, it's one thing to write the truth about your own life. But what about the lives of your family, the people who care about you most? How much of their truth is it fair to put on the page? Norwegian novelist Karl Ove Knausgård has published 6 volumes of intensely personal descriptions of his daily life. He calls it fiction, but he says it's all true, including intimate details of his wife's complete mental breakdown. My Struggle made Knausgård a celebrity, but his honesty cost him some of his closest relationships and a divorce. Steve Paulson wondered why anybody would choose to write like this.
I think it was out of despair, basically. You know, I'm a writer and I had written 2 novels before this, and then there was a period of 5 years that I just couldn't write, and I wanted to do a novel about my father and my father's death, and I just, you know, it just didn't work. And then this was kind of a very desperate last effort. I thought, okay, if I just try to write straightforward exactly how it is with all the names included, maybe, you know, that's a way to do this.
So the impression that I got is that literature trumps everything else, even if this kind of honesty means that personal relationships are sacrificed in the process and possibly even your marriage.
Yeah. When I started this, I didn't think about the consequences very much. I didn't think this is going to be published, this is going to be a lot of attention. I was in my own room and I wrote for myself. And I didn't think very much about the consequences, I have to say. And
how could you not, though? You were writing about these very personal details about your brother, yeah, your father, your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had to create a place where I could be completely free and where I could say whatever I wanted to say. And then the book was about to be published and I have to send it out to the people that I've written about. And then I realized the consequences, and then the turmoil started and all the difficulties started. And then I could take the decision, should I publish, should I not publish? Should I hurt these people, should I not hurt these people? I'm afraid of conflict, you know. I'm never in conflicts if I can avoid it. But this time I had to face them, and I had to do it with person after person. And it was, and this is now 7-8 years ago, but
right,
still, when I start talking about it, I do remember how the tension and all the difficulties and problems that came out of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing that's so remarkable about this whole project is there are 6 books in the series, and so by the time that you were writing some of the later books, the earlier books had already been published. Your family was reading them, and so had everyone else in Norway. I mean, you had become a literary sensation, a writer celebrated around the world, but you were also getting blowback from some people very close to you. And the whole conceit of this project is that you were not going to pull any punches. You were going to be honest. But I guess I wonder, how honest could you be when at that point you knew that your family was reading what you were writing?
Yeah. I think you can't be, no matter what, you can't be 100% honest in a project like this. That's impossible. I mean, by honest, I mean tell everything and tell, you know, you can't do that. But you can push those limits. when I wrote the first book, I thought it was kind of an experiment, and I thought almost no one would read it because it is mundane and boring. And then it exploded. The attention in Norway was insane. I mean, it was the front of newspapers, was TV, was radio, was, and it was the thing everyone was talking about. Then in that kind of climate, I had to write 3 more books that year.
Yeah.
When I realized the attention was so, so huge. And that changed, of course, those books.
The big theme of this book, of this series, My Struggle, is your very difficult relationship with your father, who was an alcoholic, sometimes violent, sometimes quite nasty to you. And some of the people on your father's side of the family did not agree with what you had written about him. They said that you made up certain scenes. For instance, you went to see your father, I think it was at his mother's house near the end of his life. He was lying on the floor, drunk. He had soiled himself. Your uncle Gunnar says this never happened. In fact, he sent you an email after you sent him the manuscript, and the subject line was verbal rape. And he tried to block the publication of the book, right?
Yeah, that's true. There was a letter they wrote to a newspaper, and everyone else on my father's family side signed. That was a very crucial moment in this process. This was before publication of book one. Mm-hmm. He read the manuscript, and book one is about the death of my father. And the story is very simple. He was an alcoholic. He moved back home to his mother, locked himself in, started drinking massively there, and died there. And me and my brother came down to the house when the day after he died, and the house looked like a junky nest. It was really terrible. There was bottles everywhere. And I wrote about that. And then my uncle read the book and he said, no, this is not true. That was not the way it happened. Your father didn't stay there for 2 years. He stayed there for 2 weeks. He didn't die of alcoholism. He died, his heart stopped, unfortunately, and there wasn't many bottles. So he said, this is just isn't true. And being a writer, I'm used to use my imagination. I'm used to adding things. I'm used to construct things. And I kind of had this ice cold fear in me. What if I have exaggerated? And when you write about memories, they start to become writing more than memories. And you start to forget what's writing and what's memories. Mm. That's a very common thing for novelists, I think.
You could have done some fact checking. You could have checked in with Gunnar before you wrote that scene. Sounds like you did not want to do that.
This book is about what's in my head. I didn't do any research at all. It's about memories, and it's also about fake memories. It's also about things you think you had experienced, but you haven't, because that's how we view the world. We don't know what's in a memory, it's true, and what's I've been told, you know, those kind of things. And then I had this doubt that the core of the novel, which is my father's death, was that made up? I mean, not the fact that he died, but the elements around it. That would have been a crucial blow, because this book was supposed to be honest, you know. Mm-hmm. And then in this process, I got a letter when the book was published by someone who actually was there when my father was dead, who was in the house with the ambulance. And she described the scene, the house, everything as worse that I had. So it was very strange, but it got confirmed from the outside, so to speak. So then I realized it was my uncle who actually was lying, and that was...
Maybe he wasn't lying. Maybe he just remembered it a different way.
Exactly. And it was also my writing about the story, my father, and he defending his brother, which is completely entitled to. And I think that's not only a conflict about my book and my family, it's a conflict about literature and life right. in general almost. And what can we accept? What can we do? How far can we go?
Well, I mean, the big question here, one of the big questions about this whole literary project of yours is, how truthful it is.
Exactly.
Did it really happen? And it's also very striking that, I mean, you call this a novel, not a memoir, even though you're writing about all things that presumably happened. And why is that distinction important to you to call it a novel?
That's because this is not a book about revealing stories about my life or about other people. This is a search for something. And I use my own life as kind of a raw material. And it's not, I mean, I include... There is a 400-page long essay on Hitler in this book, and that's not part of my life, but it is. And the other end, it is, you know, because that's part of me and my story, our story. This is a very literary project. It's much more about what is it to be here now? What is it to be in relation? How you know, have a father, have a mother, what forms you, what's identity, all those kind of things that the question a novel raises much more than a memoir do. So that's why it's a novel to me.
Partly, it sounds like this is an exploration of memory. Obviously, it raises the question, what's the relationship between memory and truth?
Yeah.
How do you sort that out?
And it's also very much about memory and identity, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you have, I don't know how many memories people have that kind of on a string makes you that person you think you are, but it's not that many. And a life consists of so incredibly many things that is happening nonstop in your life. And some of them fits into the narrative of the self you have, and some of them don't. And those who don't, you just repress or take away, or you make yourself somehow. Very often I break it down into writing a lot about a day, mm-hmm. because there's so much is happening in a day. And
in very minute details. I mean, you know, going to the grocery store and going out for a smoke and all those kinds of, you know, very sort of the minutiae of life.
Yeah, exactly. And there is so many contradiction in that character, you know. And so he, which is me, don't really understand himself. So the reader can see him from many different angles. And that's what I've been interested in. Because we have fictions about our lives, who we are. We have fictions about what we do. I mean, by fictions, I don't mean inventions, but just, you know, small stories. And then you have life, which is without stories. Yeah, I think it's almost like an obligation for a novel to go in there and explore the differences between the bare life, the things that's going on, and our versions of it. So there's many, many, many versions of our life in this book. That's a version of my father. Who was my father? If my father had written something, his version would have been completely different,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like a completely different world, basically, I think.
Are you still on speaking terms with your uncle?
I haven't spoke with him since the first book came out now.
Wow, that's a lot of years.
Yeah, that's many years.
Yeah. Well, you've described this whole project, writing these six books, as a kind of personal torture. In fact, you... Right, and I'm quoting here, "This novel has hurt everyone around me. It has hurt me, and in a few years, when they're old enough to read it, it will hurt my children." I mean, that's quite a thing to say, and yet I'm willing to bet that if you had to do everything all over again, you would make the same choices. You would do it exactly the same way again. Is that true?
If I had known, you know, what it will be and how hard it will be to make it, I don't think I would have managed to start it. But I didn't know that, and I started it very innocently, and that made it possible, you know. But I don't regret doing it. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, I have to say, is just a totally fascinating project. And we didn't even talk about Hitler, your 400-page digression on Hitler.
No.
Which would be another story into itself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karl Ove Knausgård's six-volume, 3,600-page novel is called My Struggle. Steve Paulson talked with him.